The Scotty K Show on US 99.
312-946-4995. You ever yell at a referee?
Oh, I yell at referees.
You do?
Pot calling the kettle black, man. Yeah. I was the referee.
Oh, yeah, so you were a referee. I was too. Baseball, basketball. And now you're a parent that yells at referees?
Yeah.
So you and I are a lot alike. And here's the thing. I thought I got that out of my system. But then this weekend, so I don't know if you heard, my son plays water polo now, which is not a sport I was ever into. I ever thought I would be interested in. But now I'm a big water polo guy now, apparently.
Hey.
They had a big tournament this weekend at Andrew High School in Tinley Park. And they were in the championship game. And there were some things happening that we were not agreeing with the referees. And I will say that at some point, I was like, I think I'm going to push this referee. Even my wife, who was like totally not aggressive in that form at all, we started to get real competitive. We're like, we're going to push him in the water. This guy is awful.
Oh, my gosh.
But we were yelling and stuff. And I'll tell you, that referees at kids' events, I will say, is one thing that gets an unnecessary amount of hate.
I know.
Right?
Like, take it easy on those guys.
Yeah, like, it's not that serious. I don't know why we get so wrapped up. And to be fair, I wasn't the only one. Let's deflect from the referees for a second.
Okay.
Off the top of your head, what do you think is something else that gets an unnecessary amount of hate? Okay?
Bus drivers.
Oh, bus drivers, you think, huh?
For sure.
Do you think, bus like, drivers. City bus drivers or school bus drivers?
I would say school bus drivers.
Somebody else on Facebook, they put things like Nickelback, Long John Silvers. I've never had Long John Silvers. It looks gross.
The deli set up at the grocery store.
The deli set up at the grocery store? Does that frustrate you?
Oh, 100%. Like, those ticket things don't work anymore. Like, nobody puts tickets out anymore.
Call number 12!
Am I right? Like, they have the ticket counter up top. They have that number shown, but they're always...
So this is a very personal one. This is something that you give a lot of hate.
You know, I got to get my sliced ham and...
That's really funny.
You never know what's going to happen.
All right, let's do this. What else gets an unnecessary amount of hate? For no reason, really. Like, they don't need as much hate as it gets. Patty, real quick, what gets an unnecessary amount of hate, Patty?
People that do the speed limit. I drive for a living, and I have no choice because my vehicle is monitored, so I have to do the speed limit.
That is very funny, yes. I'll say that. If you do the speed limit, you're going too slow for me.
Guy just split me off a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, just split me off. Thank you. Kim, what gets an unnecessary amount of hate?
Bank tellers.
Bank tellers, really?
Yes.
Well, not a lot of people are going to the bank anymore, but do people blame you for their low balance or what?
Yes, all the time. I get yelled at because their check is on hold. I get yelled at because they spent too much over the weekend and now their account's in the negative.
Oh, yeah. You're like, listen, I'm not your financial advisor. This is not my problem.
Exactly.
All right, Jordan, wrap this up for me. What gets an unnecessary amount of hate?
So right now, because I'm a chicken farmer, right now, like, wild birds are getting a really bad hate with the avian flu going around.
Gotcha.
It's a really very personal one.
Yeah, they're getting a bad rap. You're like, nope, that bird's sick.
Yeah. For no reason. Everyone's like, oh my God, scare the geese off. Don't get them. Don't let them near your property. They're going to get everybody sick. So,
and you're just trying to, you're being a bird advocate.
Yes.
Leave the birds alone.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, you're like,
That's right.
What was that guy from Britney Spears? Chris Crockett from Britney Spears? It was just like, leave the birds alone.
Yes. Oh my God.
Go ahead. Give me leave the birds alone.
Leave the birds alone. I got it good.